Here we go, hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it's a proper football Friday. We got two World Cup games kicking off. We'll react to USA a little bit, give you 60 seconds on soccer, but we're going to open with a salute to the Texas Rangers. Made up a game on Seattle last night. General at your service, at ease. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is in his pimp cup here at 75-635. Fix it to go 3.5 flawless. The man's got it stuck on automatic. You have Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk, your nosebleed brothers, and Aiden Butler and Austin Nix over there working on coordinating your video. And thanks for watching us or tuning in on terrestrial radio. That's the old school radio or streaming with the Odyssey app. Yep. Berger with the bomb, Peterson with the bomb, Seager was seeing it pretty good. He was 1-for-3 with 2 walks. Okay, I think that's big. Maybe he decided, let's make him actually throw me strikes for a while.
Yeah.
And see if things just don't turn around for daddy a little bit.
G'day.
Jock Peterson was 2-for-3 with 2 walks. Maybe Seager took some Jock Peterson advice.
Lead off dong.
As I suggested to CY.
Yeah, you've been talking about it, man. Just start making contact, please.
Yes. And we got enough of that last night and a big run. I mean, you ended up needing every one of those. Put up a crooked number in the third.
It got scary.
And our guy Jacob Latz.
We were puckered a little bit there.
Oh, boy. But tonight, another good matchup for the Rangers. It'll be Eovaldi against Corbin. And, yeah, I guess all 3 second-place teams made up a game last night on the M's, who lost to the Pirates again.
Damn it.
Little offensive power outage there for Seattle.
That's good.
So, yeah, that is good.
That's good, but we got, like, what, a 4-way tie for third place now?
Yeah, we got a 3-way tie.
Wild card, but we're going for the division.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I get
wild
it. You're looking big picture, and I appreciate
either
what
one.
You're doing.
Either one. Okay, we're a game and a half back of Seattle here. And I don't know how I feel about that. Astros and A's. I would like to think that the Rangers are significantly better, but whatever you think of those two baseball teams right now on your blah meter, how blah you think those teams are, it probably applies to you.
They're very blah, that's for sure. And look, Houston's dealt with a ton of injuries this year. Their pitching has not been as good. Yordan Alvarez has been a little banged up here as of late. So I'd like to think you can stay ahead of those two teams, but Seattle's the interesting one because they still have the capability of going on a nice stretch and giving themselves some breathing room. But the fact that they're dropping some games here, you got a golden ticket here, opportunity in Toronto.
Let's put some wins up here before they get to the All-Star break. Let Ray believe a little bit. Kevin Sherrington, Morning News, writing today, don't expect Ray Davis to write checks anytime soon with a possible work stoppage on the horizon. Hadn't considered that. But you know how I feel about Ray. I think he is biased towards going a little cheapskate on us. He has been quite generous at times in the World Series. Like, he had to stroke checks for that. He went to the luxury tax threshold. So I don't want to say he's the biggest cheapskate, but I think he's more calculated in when and where he wants to spend money. And I'm fine with that because he's committed enough. And speaking of committed, I asked CY about that last week when he joined us at the Globe. Is ownership still committed? And he said, yes, but we have to give him a reason to spend. So I don't know how you reconcile those ideas. Sherrington's not making stuff up.
No.
You know?
Kevin's a really good writer, and he'll pop in and cover that team. Not all the time. I didn't see him there when I was filling in on pre and post, like on a regular basis like Evan is. But Kevin's been in the DFW for, I mean, what, 20 years? 20-plus years writing here?
Yeah.
100%. I mean, it was interesting listening to Aaron Boone talk yesterday on the morning show, and he did not He did not shy away from the fact that even when he was here last year as the hitting coach, like, he knew about that narrative, and you kind of have to give ownership a reason to spend. And he made the point of, like, all right, this month, like, this, if you want that, and as players, that's kind of what you're always wanting. And then if you don't end up getting that, it's like, okay, well, we're up a creek without a paddle. It's all on us, guys. We don't have the support. But you need to go and give them a reason to be aggressive. Yeah. You need to give CY every bit of autonomy to go in there and say, this is what I need. Let's do this, Ray, because this team's ready to go and make a run.
And maybe get one done now. That's what I'd be saying if I'm CY. Like, at the break, let me talk with people and get aggressive because, yes, we could try to just be significantly better than we've been over the last 15 combined months of baseball. we could just hope that this is our month to finally break out offensively, or we could invest in this a little bit. We have a couple of pretty big needs in the lineup, and if you give us an extra 25 games with said player, then maybe if we get to the trade deadline and it has done something, let me spend a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, and the great thing is, you know, the it's not like the farm system is super rich, but they got enough prospects and they got enough space under that competitive balance tax to do stuff.
I like everything you're doing here, and we've seen CY get ahead of things before with Aroldis Chapman, but being in the league right now where everything is so close, everybody's in your shoes where they kind of feel like, oh, we don't want to be sellers yet because we feel like everything else around us is so bad. If we can just get hot, all of a sudden we're a playoff team for sure.
Yeah, how many teams can you really engage with right now?
It's a great Boston. I mean, Boston's really the big one that's already kind of looking like, okay, are we going to wave the white flag here? And the Mets, are the Mets a team? You already did a deal with them in the offseason with Brandon Nimmo. They just fired their manager. Now, they end up bouncing back. We've seen the Mets be very volatile at times where they have a terrible start to a season, and the next thing you know, you look up 2 months later, they're back in a playoff race. But you do have a couple of dumpster fire teams that maybe, especially in Boston, Contreras at first base, we brought him up a couple of days ago. That could be somebody if you want to add another bat to the lineup. But the Byron Buxton thing, which really gained some steam a couple of weeks ago, Minnesota seems like they're not wanting to move him. So I don't know if that it is interesting. I mean, it's a good point because you do have a lot of teams that are kind of all thinking we've got a chance if we can maybe add here or there. But for a bat, I think Boston might be your best option.
All righty. Well, there's no way they'd part with. We got a goal already.
France
just talented against Norway. Okay, I have news on that here for you in just a second.
And Senegal had a goal as well.
Okay,
off a corner kick. Yeah,
we're off and running.
Yeah.
Do we have reason to believe in? Is it just the old guys you think from Boston, or can we dream big? Like,
who would you like to
the outfielder Abreu? I think he's got 10 home runs. He's hitting around 280, and he's only been in the bigs for like 3 years, so he's a player under control. You know, I don't want to get a guy to fix it for a couple of months,
like a stopgap dude.
Yeah,
you want somebody
let's get
that you've got for
a quality
year plus.
Player for the organization.
No, I like that, and I think Contreras is a guy that's under control for one more year after this. I wouldn't be against a big swing like that. Why not call? I mean, clearly, I think what Boston's got right now is not working for them. I just don't know what assets the Rangers have to be able to pry a young player like that away. I think they really only kind of have an offer that would be, you know, have the appetite for kind of a rental type player. But maybe if you really want to put some of your frontline prospects on the line here, and to me it's like prospects, you never know what they're going to turn out to be. So I don't have an issue in doing it.
Okay, salute to the Blue Jays fan last night. Caught the bang-bang home run. Gave it to a young Rangers fan who was there. Yeah. Kind of a heartwarming moment.
It was like a peace offering between the fan bases a little bit.
Yeah, that's the way I took it. I was like, man, after everything that's happened to do that, I wonder if that guy had that stuff in mind or he was just, you know, being a great guy. I guarantee the Blue Jays fans that witnessed Rugi slug Batista or turned the Rogers Center into a dang mosh pit in 2016, freaking out about calls and created an incredibly toxic environment. The bat flip stuff, you know, I think those fans back then might be rolling their eyes at this dude. But man, it was healing.
It's the most no-brainer move.
Yeah.
If it's the other team hitting a home run and you have a child who's a fan of that team, it's the most no-brainer thing. Yeah. And it's the easiest way, I think, to get your Q rating up. I think anybody who's going through a PR crisis, you got to figure out a way to catch one of these balls and just turn around and give it to a kid. You become the most likable person in the sports universe for a good 12 to 24 hours.
How do you handle the...
I could use one of those right now,
that's
Brian.
That's a PR... Yeah. That's how you figure it out right there.
How do you handle the situation where there's two kids, same family, and you hand the ball to one kid?
Well, we're just going to saw the ball.
How do we do that? I mean, that could be a little daunting to think about it. You know, like,
I'm going to leave that up to their dad.
Yeah,
that's their dad's problem.
That dad needs to be malleable in this
moment. So you really just hand the ball to dad and say, you make the call?
Yeah.
I think the first kid I see is probably getting the ball.
So are you telling me you're handing that thing to Astro fan?
Oh, absolutely
not. To junior Astro fan?
Yeah, that guy can
I think if you get a foul ball, you immediately hand it to a kid, regardless. Astro fan. I mean,
from what's been happening to people out here that have the ball and there's kids nearby and they keep the ball, they end up getting beat up out here online.
Yeah, you can't show your face in public.
Like they find out you work at FedEx in the front office and everything. They tell your whole life story.
That's a great point. It's not even about the good PR that comes from doing it. It's about avoiding the disaster class of the PR where they're going to unturn everything in your history. All your skeletons are going to come out and they'll be on page 6 in 5 minutes.
They're going to call for you to be fired just because you didn't get the damn ball to an Astros kid.
They're
going to come after you.
Full Russini.
But I think I'm finding Rangers fan to give that
not
to.
Not necessarily the full Russini, but.
All right, we're going to hold back a little bit.
You're not giving Astros dong ball to Rangers kid fan. It I only am. Works for Astros dong to Astros kid.
But that's the question I'm asking. Like, aren't there some fan bases that are so hated? What if that dad's been annoying for 3 innings?
We're punching him in the face.
That changes things. I'm turning to a different. There's got to be another kid. This isn't the only kid in the family or in the building. I'm going to find a different one.
Because you're going to have to go live on your Instagram and tell him, well, the dad has been a jerk for 3 innings.
Well, you know.
Yeah. And this is after they've dung up all everything you've ever done.
It's already over for you. I would love that.
Hand the ball to the kid and say.
I would love it.
I think I'd fake out the Astros fan. Oh, ball.
Oh,
here you go. Rangers kiddo over here.
I got you, bitch.
And then Sports Center top 10. Yeah.
And then I think the cherry on top is the Rangers kid taking that Astros dong ball and throwing it back onto the field.
Yes.
I think that's the perfect
ball to stand up on the field.
Now the kid's the bad guy. Nobody's going to hate the kid.
And then the kid flips the bird to the Astros kid fan and then everything, everybody just, it's chaos.
Yes. That's what I would like. But I would hope the better part of me would find a way to appreciate the good vibes that we could create. But there are some teams out there, like anybody that walked out of the Globe in 2023 after game 5 with those Astros fans hooting and hollering like they just came and took your stuff in your place. How could you have lived through that trauma? Or the Yankees winning game 1 of the 2010 ALCS and you're walking out of there with, these poser Yankee fans. They were the defending champs, weren't they? They had like World Series type of energy and they were bringing that Eastern Coast toxicity to you. No way I'm giving one of those junior bombers a ball. The Thunder forced to trade quality depth in order to free up space, and a DFW-based superstar is getting some shooting as Isaiah Joe has been traded to the Detroit Pistons for 2 second-rounders. He turns 27 next week, shot 41.5% from three over the past 4 seasons. This guy is a knockdown shooter, and now he joins DFW's Cade Cunningham up there in Detroit, hopefully gives him the firepower needed to take the next step in their journey. We are on Stars Trade Watch. As last night, there was a report that the Blues offered a package that included multiple ones to the Stars for Robertson. He's not interested there, and apparently he's not interested in Vancouver. Either
St. Louis. Yeah, I think L.A., Utah maybe are some teams. Anaheim might be a team. I think the West, because he's a Cali kid. So I think the West Coast, which Seattle, I mean, he must just not like what's going on with that roster. But, dude, they're offering you a $15 million 8-year contract, 15 per year.
Connor McDavid's better than that somehow?
McDavid's making 12.5. Like, you're awesome, Jason Robertson. I get it. The Stars can't pay for this, and I don't even want them to go that high for you. So Seattle, I guess, had the 7th overall pick in a deal. The Stars were going to flip that to Matthew Nyes from Toronto, who's another really good left winger that's an up-and-coming player. And Seattle was willing to structure the contract that it was going to be so much money for him that it was given even before the state income tax in the state of Washington. He ends up still making more money than what the Stars were willing to offer him. So I guess this is going to end up being where Robo either has to agree on the team that they're going to trade him to, or it could go to arbitration. I've seen some people say like he could sign the Stars offer sheet. This goes to arbitration. Maybe that's the way it goes. But this has ended up in kind of a tricky, messy contract negotiation that Jim Neal, I can't remember ever being part of.
Okay, what do you guys think on the text about this? I know there's Stars fans out there. Let me know how you're feeling about it.
I wonder if he's ticked Stars fans off.
Yeah, are you ticked off
some quality deals?
Oh, it sounds like they're ticking Stars fans off right now.
You want the Stars to do anything they can to keep him, or are you ready to let him go like Wolchuk? at 877-881-1053. France leads Norway 1-0, and Senegal leads Iraq 1-0. I guess Erling Haaland is not playing. The manager resting 8 starters, probably going to impact his chances at the Golden Boot. After scoring 4 total in the first 2 games, he was on that list of superstars who've scored multiple goals in multiple games with Messi and Mbappe and Haaland. But I guess he's not going to play here. I don't know if he's not 100% or they're just resting him up, but they could win this group. It's interesting that they're kind of punting on that idea. Maybe they feel like it's mission accomplished. Maybe they've run out of salmon and kale, and they got to go
that
home.
That could be.
Yeah. About time to go on a hunt.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day. Okay, we got the champ on the other side. Then Woolchuck's top 10. Where are you taking us?
All right, tomorrow's National Ice Cream Cake Day, which I think is very underrated. What are the top 10 desserts that you would punt on the birthday cake for and substitute it? That's next in the Nation.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. A lot of scoring since we last spoke a few minutes ago. France tallied, Dembele with his second, and then Norway came back and scored. So it's 2-1 France in that game, and Senegal leads Iraq 1-0, 21st minute over there, and an Iraqi has gone off with a red card.
Yeah, you got pulled down a Senegal attacker in the box that was clearly beat, and really the official went to the VAR, really not debatable at all. So, yeah, Iraq playing with 10 men.
Thank you, Brian. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We'll get the top 10 in a moment. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
Thank you, Dawson.
By welcome.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, thank you.
And so, you know, we had the thing when you... Who would you want to leave your kids with and who would you not leave your kids with?
Yes.
Bro, I've had time to think about it. Okay. I really wish it wasn't in the moment like that because that's just, my brain doesn't work that way. I really got to sit with it for a second. Yeah. I'm that statue of the thinking man.
I'm still going with Fred, though, 24 hours later.
You're going with Fred?
As the guy.
I'm still going with Blake. Yeah. 24 hours later, still not Blake. I would not leave a goldfish with Blake. Or those little fighting fish that you get from Walmart, I wouldn't leave that with Blake for 48 hours, a weekend. Hey, man, could you watch my fish for a weekend? And I say that respectfully because I don't think my son would have that fish alive for me either. So, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. But I'm changing my number one to Corey. I would leave my kids with Corey.
You know what? I was thinking about Corey as well after this. Like, Corey, he's got 2 sons, 1 daughter. He's kind of got the full spectrum there.
Yeah, he's got the cartoon dad voice.
Yes.
He does.
So, it's like, even when he scolds you, you know it's with love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Peter Griffin-like.
Yeah, I just want the best for you, man. You know.
I think if there was a sports radio host that appeared in Bob's Burgers, it would be Corey Majors.
It would be Corey, it'd be Corey. I was thinking Sean Sharif on a scared straight kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Because he'll definitely have your kids calling like, Dad, can you come pick me up?
Dad.
Please, come get me.
I never want to leave home again.
Yeah, please,
I love
Dad.
You so much,
I love
Dad.
You so much, Dad. Please. All right, our winner and champ comes from the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation. They were mid-interview with some Cape Verdeans out there in the island of Cape Verde. Is that an island? I just made that up.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's 10 volcanic islands.
Okay, all right.
2 main big ones.
Yeah. Some beautiful people out there.
Yeah, West Africa.
And they scored their first ever World Cup goal as they were doing a live interview.
Yes. What's your appraisal of the way the Cape Verdean team has been playing so far?
I personally think so far Cabo Verde has been playing great. It's been matching Uruguay's pressure.
That's a goal!
Oh my God, so beautiful!
They are real.
We are going to the next phase.
What do you make of that?
You're proving everybody wrong. Cabo Verde is going along, man.
You just saw it. I'm on the live on the BBC. Cabo Verde has just made history, scoring the first ever World Cup goal in the tournament. You can probably see from behind me the ecstasy, the exhilaration.
exhilaration
in this place. Yes. Amanda, a big deal for the Cape Verdeans. It's one that will go into the history books, I must tell you.
I must tell you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. It's a lion. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That might be a preview of what we'll have going down next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. As we will be on the air after Rangers baseball for USA Bosnia.
Wow. Yeah.
How about that?
Dang.
With that L last night, does that mean anything implications-wise?
No. Okay. They were locked in.
Nothing burger.
Yeah.
Right. We actually knew before the game. Late, mad.
I just got to be able to tell. I just got to be able to tell the people this weekend if they ask me. Yeah. Like, no, we're all right, bro. We're good, don't worry about it.
Luke's just got the cigar.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Trust.
I have been wondering what the text would want, you know? Do you want, like, dang near play-by-play updates of scoring and our reactions, like a live reaction to the World Cup happening stream, or Cowboys and Rangers talk?
If there's questions about this, we need to pull up the audio of you calling the last lap of the Daytona 500.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was epic.
That was in like car. It's just
is that
cars.
Our first show together?
That was one of the first.
One of the first. Yeah.
But you're
Ryan Newman goes inverted.
Yeah. It's
we thought we lost him that night.
Yeah. We came in to do crosstalk with you.
It was
epic.
If you have any questions about us doing play-by-play, just go back and listen to that one, because you'll like, oh, no, you guys go ahead and give us a little play-by-play here.
Well, it'll be exhilarating one way or another.
So that game is supposed to be on, because I'm seeing 7 o'clock.
You're seeing 7 o'clock?
I'm seeing 7 o'clock. So I don't know if it's
Pacific time, Dawson.
That would be
Eric. They're playing at Santa Clara.
I didn't know you could see.
Yeah, I'm seeing clearly right now. ESPN is telling me 7 p.m. I'm assuming that's Central Time.
Maybe it's
maybe not
Ecuadorian time.
8 o'clock Eastern.
Let's get to the list.
Maybe it's 5 o'clock
right.
Somewhere.
Yes, you are right.
Crap, don't tell him he's right.
Shoot.
He's not going to shut up.
Holy Eric,
smokes.
That's the second best news I've gotten all day. You don't have to be on the air. You can actually sit in front of the
Let's
TV and enjoy
this thing.
Let's freaking go. Okay, here's Woolchuck's top 10 or 220.
All right, thank you. We're going to get to the top 10 desserts people would replace birthday cake with in just a second, because we got National
Cheesecake.
Ice Cream Day tomorrow. Okay, well, you wouldn't say that's a lazy way to punt on the birthday cake?
I think birthday cake is so much better than cheesecake.
Okay.
Am I crazy, though, Tex? Because John Strong said it last night on whatever game.
I thought it was
the USA
3 o'clock game.
I thought it was going to be 3 o'clock West Coast.
Yeah, I did too.
5 o'clock
maybe
Texas
they
time.
Maybe they changed that.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, I woke up thinking about, like, crap, I can't take that day off. I go on vacation the next day.
Yeah.
I can't be like, hey, can I have another day of vacation after taking Monday and Tuesday off the previous week?
I just go and put in for it.
Hey, majority rules, I think your teammates would have allowed for it.
Think about the English, bro. Think about the English.
I thought it would have been fun to do, like live reactions on the air.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these things are taking off now. Like, who is the Red Sox guy that we thought was going to have a heart attack?
Hogsdale.
Like, these guys that are just kind of streaming themselves watching live sports, there's definitely a market for it. Maybe it could have been one of our best shows. Highly rated. But now we get to enjoy. We don't have to worry about it. We did get last night at Cosm. Was fantastic. I had one Turkish lady that was not happy.
Shout out to
me.
The Turkish lady.
Shout out to the Turkish lady and her family that was there wanting me to give some more love to Turkey.
She's upset that you're supporting the USA on American soil.
Didn't like that I got a Team USA chat going. But Cosm was awesome. It was rocking last night.
But you had a turkey burger that hacker off. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I did eat a turkey burger right in front of our face. And I said, gobble, 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 gobble.
Did you tell her your hair was all natural and she got frustrated?
Yeah, she did. Because she did not have. She was bald, actually. She was just didn't know she had.
She needs to take a trip back home.
Now, I had one female Tolo, Diana. You can follow her at Sensual Yoga Being.
What?
She wants to, she said she wants to suggest, she's a big Tolo, for our next bet payoff, she wants one of the payoffs to be, we've got to do a yoga class.
Shoot,
And I said, I think that everybody would be in on this.
I would try, but
boy, yoga is tough.
It sounds horrible.
Is it the hot one?
I don't think it's hot yoga.
Because I would die. Because my heart.
But I thought the sensual yoga being threw me off a little bit. I was like, what kind of yoga are we talking about, Diana?
Yeah.
But she said she'd come up to the station. Even we could do it here.
Oh no.
Well, it would have to be because it needs to be seen by.
Right. Kind of like the waxing situation.
Yeah. I've heard every last one of you guys get up out of your seats and it's a.
I think it'd be hilariously bad.
Lucius, you've seen me over here at the beanbag.
You got to do a little kick first.
I did a little kick.
Kick and rock.
The kick and rock.
Kick it. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, figured I told
I
her
would
I'd,
try.
I'd throw it out there.
I would try.
I think we'd be game for this.
Absolutely.
But shout out to Diana and shout
easier
out to
easier than Pilates, though.
Yeah, Pilates.
Easier than Pilates. Pilates. Pilates will go ahead and wipe you off this planet.
Okay. Tear you up.
Yeah, so it could be fun. I mean, if we incorporate the bet payoffs again, maybe Dirty Diana can come up here and do some yoga for us.
That would be fun. I usually just like to do yoga myself, you know.
It helps with the hip?
Oh, yeah, in the back and balance.
It's on the hips.
I think it's amazing. So I don't know if I've ever done it in front of anybody.
Yeah, see, that
aspect.
Did you
see the mushroom tea?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Downward dog.
That, that's the only one in child's pose.
What are we doing?
The happy baby.
The happy baby.
Pigeon.
Some of the names are. What's the pigeon?
You get like one leg out in front of you, I think. Jeez. One leg's back.
She's getting wild. All right, let's slide into the top 10, shall we?
Do a cigarette while we're doing this.
Can I get a stogie, please?
Maybe
a scotch. All right, the top 10 desserts that people would sub their birthday cake for. 877-881-1053. The honorable mentions here that didn't make the top 10. You've got banana pudding.
You would sub your cake for banana pudding?
Yes.
Yeah,
especially from these barbecue joints.
Hey, with Bucky's banana pudding, not bad.
I haven't had Bucky's banana pudding.
Is that right?
Not bad.
Nice.
Not bad.
Trust me, I've always looked at it and thought about it.
It's not bad.
I just haven't dabbled.
Yeah.
And whiskey bread pudding is number 11.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Have you guys had the whiskey cake from Whiskey Cake?
Yeah.
That's damn good.
It's outstanding.
That is delicious. Did you have anything? I was kind of like trying to peek, like, are you away?
Yeah, I'm just loading up for the next hour and everything, staying abreast of what's going on in here. Anything Oreo cheesecake.
Anything
type of Oreo cheesecake vibes, I'm with that. Red velvet cakes.
The only way to ruin Oreos.
Just shut up, fool.
Dude, Oreo cheesecake's delicious, all right? You step right out of here.
I'd rather have that than a birthday cake.
I love that Oreo crust. That Oreo crust.
Go around the room. What is your favorite birthday cake item, though? If you had
like specific birthday cake?
Yeah, like I'm like a German chocolate guy.
Yeah. German chocolate cakes.
Okay, it's like you make me a German chocolate cake. I'm your friend forever.
Totally in. Yeah.
It's hard to sub out for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sub many things for that.
Yeah. I guess this would be more like if people don't like the birthday cake. And I also think it could fall in line with your pro tip of for a kid's birthday party, do the cupcakes, don't do the birthday cake.
Yeah, don't waste. Don't just.
Which is a good
get
move.
Get cupcakes and get the little cups of ice cream.
Like the Bluebell ones?
Yeah, just throw those away. Yeah. You're not
taking home a bunch of crap.
Which is smart. Oh, and Bluebell's got a new, did you see the Bluebell orange swirl summertime kind of vibe? I thought about you, Brian.
The orange Julius.
Yes. I was like, Brian's punting on this. He's not going to do this. But it's orange swirl, creamy vanilla ice cream swirled together in the refreshing orange sherbet that's now available in pint size, but only available for a limited time. So get it while it's hot.
Does anything pass the eye test quite like that? I mean, that just looks incredible.
I think it looks really good. Yeah, I would definitely give that a dabble. Number 10, you've got donuts. People would sub their ice cream cake for donuts. I think that's always kind of good, but like, why not do both? You know, hit the morning
donuts.
Donuts.
That morning.
Maybe at a swim party or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like that. I feel like you're doing something wrong right there.
I don't like that sub either.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, and for the record, I don't want to substitute anything for the birthday cake.
I love the birthday cake.
Yeah.
You know, there's something sacred about it with the decorations and the candles and everything. It's part of the ritual.
I am good with like a good vanilla cake. White or chocolate
icing. Are you
talking
about the sheet cake?
Yeah.
Like it's just like
and then maybe you
Duncan
got like
Hines, just a regular
and you got a layer maybe
cake?
In between. Like you could even put like some strawberry filling in there, some cherry filling.
Well, layering is important,
it up.
You know? You're speaking
initially,
my language
you just said
there.
Some vanilla cake, and now you're dolling it up.
But it is. It's in a sense, you know, it's like your base is the vanilla cake, but then like we're going to put a layer in between of like some extra icing or maybe a filling of some sort, and then we'll cover it
with. And don't blow out the candles. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it freaks me out.
You're right, though. That's something that as a society, you probably should never have normal.
You guys want a piece? Like, damn.
Now you spit on the cake before we eat it.
Yeah, it is weird.
Somebody gives you the piece of cake with the candle in it.
No, what we should have always done is you should cut that person's slice. You put the candles on top of that person's slice.
Yeah. Spit on your own slice.
And now they blow out their own slice of cake.
Okay, that's a good rule.
That's how you should. I don't know why we've never done that, because since you pointed that out, Lucius, I think we are disgusting people.
It's genius.
Why do we do this? 9 is lemon meringue pie, which I can be into.
Yeah, I like that.
I think it's refreshing.
I do think the ice cream cake, though, really is the one seed.
I would agree. Ice cream cake is the one. That's what had me do this.
And Baskin
it will be listed.
Robbins.
So damn good.
Baskin Robbins.
Yes,
gotta figure
theirs
it out.
Is incredible. Hey, specifically with the frosting they use.
Yes,
crazy.
Yeah, because the frosting is important on because not all of them are good. Yeah. So yeah. I think that's a hell of a tip. Chocolate chip cookies coming at 8.
Yeah, put the ice cream between the cookies. Come that's on. Even better. Yeah. I told you, man. At training camp, I spend $100 easy on.
But you're not just doing only cookies. You're also you have ice cream. To
like ice cream
that.
With the two cookies. Yeah. You don't eat all day to do that.
I'm not very familiar with this.
Really.
Flan or flan?
Flan.
I don't know that I've really had
never
flan.
Never had flan? Dish, right?
Maybe once
Chief,
or twice.
Am I right about that?
Yeah,
flan?
It's really good. I don't know how to describe
like
it.
Sugary?
It's
like
really soft.
It's like a
jello?
It's like a pudding.
A Mexican what?
Mexican flan. Flan.
Like a creme?
A creme? Okay.
Flan.
Ice cream cakes at 6.
Custard dessert.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Custard. Yeah, it's like, okay, like gelatin custard.
Yeah.
It's really it really is tasty.
It's very
like
eggy.
With some coffee,
very
like
eggy.
Flan
okay.
with coffee.
Very eggy.
Okay,
yeah, it's
very
eggy.
Good.
Yeah,
ice cream cakes at 6. Oreo delights at 5, which does look like an Oreo cheesecake. 4 is chocolate brownies.
Strong. Also, got to have the ice cream. Yeah.
3 is Dawson tiramisu.
Chocolate brownies with the nuts.
I like it.
Yeah. There you go, Lucius.
2 is just pie. Just give them pie.
Just. Pie is just so, that's just such a generic way to phrase it.
Yeah, just
there's
pie.
There's good pies and there's bad pies.
I guess it's whatever pie you want, just give it the pie.
And I had a good key lime on Sunday, I'll tell you what.
There you go.
But number one, voted by America, they had to sub the birthday cake, they're going for the strawberry shortcake.
Nice, dude. Yeah, that seems festive. Especially this summer. I don't totally hate it.
This strawberry shortcake looks pretty delicious, but I could do without the blueberries.
All righty. Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 in the books. We got Eric Nadell coming up in 2 hours. We'll talk to him about how the Rangers capitalize off, hopefully, the momentum they built last night, the return of Corey Seager. Rangers fans pregame's coming up at 5:30. What are we doing next, Chief?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for Eric's Friday staple. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. A lot of sports L's this week. The softball coach for Gardner Webb, who got canned for allegedly trying, at least, to have romantic relationships with her players. So that's a pretty good size L right there. Of course, you have the Matt Miller L. Yeah. Losing his arm and in the car accident. It looks like it was kind of his fault. He was the one that was... He was swerving into the other lane, and then everybody tried to fix the problem, and they exacerbated it. And then now he's getting clowned for his GoFundMe, which started at $10,000. He met the $10,000 mark. People paid it. Now he's bumped it to like 30-something K.
Yeah, he's at 33, I think, the last I saw.
And apparently he's known for being a bit of a scam artist, this Matt Miller. The internet is not treating Matt Miller very kindly right now. There's a bunch of stories about him being like a fantasy charity, like fantasy sports charity scammer guy. Where he runs these charity leagues, but then never actually pays it out. There's like it's being inundated right now with people that are saying like, yeah, I've had an experience where I won something and then never got paid or whatever. Mm. So Matt Miller has had a tough week, losing his arm in a vehicle accident, and now the bad PR where everybody's like, really, you're doing the GoFundMe? You've scammed me out of money over the last few years. So,
wow. Are we
it's
sure?
It's taking a turn.
And we are sure he did lose his arm. This isn't a scam.
No, that's confirmed.
It's not a scam.
It's universal karma.
I haven't seen a photo of him without the arm, but if he's
either.
Faking that, that's a tough thing to
last. Might be his final grift.
Yeah, that'd be one hell of a Manti Te'o 30 for 30 that we get for Matt Miller. The man who alleged he lost his arm in a vehicle accident.
What if I told you an ESPN employee lied about an amputee arm?
It would not be good, but he, of course, takes an L. Detroit Lions, Terrion Arnold taking the L for kidnapping the wrong people.
Yeah.
I mean, Man, you got to be more buttoned up than that.
My bad, dog. Let me untie you real quick, fam. You straight. A little duct tape. It's
sorry,
okay, man.
Sorry about that tape.
On three, ready?
Yeah, let me get this gun out of your face and everything, man. You guys are good.
You forgive me, right?
You're not going to tell anybody about this, are you?
No charges, man,
it's
right?
It's a simple mix-up, I promise.
Oh, good. That's on me.
Got nothing against you.
Get you some tickets?
So why don't you go get some lunch, man? Yeah. You've had a hell of a day. And then you have the Brazilian psychic psycho who alleged the alien abduction in Miami for the World Cup. That, of course, never happened. And then Rossini's your perpetual L taker and Brendan Sorsby.
20 million, right, on the followers? How many? This
yeah, 20 plus, 20 plus.
Wow, that's incredible.
24, 25
That's an instant unfollow.
Yeah, 100%. She should have lost all her followers yesterday. That's exactly what should have happened.
I'm sure if she lost her account, it would come back instantly.
You know, what happened to the people that says, like, it's the end of the world on whatever date, and the date passes? They kind of disappear, too.
You would think you have to be done now.
They don't get back in their bag and say, like, well, you know, I had it wrong on the calculations. It was actually July of two more years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need that cash fund in that time to hold me up.
Yeah, hold me down for a little while.
How about the goal scorer last night, Austin Trusty, you know?
Yeah.
He's a defender. He's playing in his 10th game for America, and he's never scored for us. His first goal in international play comes at age 27, kind of anonymous, and tallies, you know, in the World Cup.
Pretty sweet.
That's a huge victory.
Lifetime
right
accomplishment.
There. Yeah, that is incredible.
I kind of feel like the ceiling is the roof. I kind of feel like if I used his name yesterday, you would know that he was a soccer player.
Trusty?
I would not have known.
You would not know that one?
I would not have known.
I was kind of thinking, man.
He plays for Celtic in the Scottish Premiership.
Yeah.
Guy's got a bright future,
Celtic.
Man.
Celtic.
We have our buddy Pappy, Tim in Carthage, biggest dub PSA. Had my yearly cancer screening yesterday. Still all good.
Nice. Oh, good there. There you go.
Congrats. He had a hot doctor, too.
He did allege that he had a hot doctor. Can't remember what that
Prove
guy's
it.
Name was.
Any Bob. Man,
can't remember what that man's name is.
Any man.
Sir, could you put this robe on?
And he just comes back butt naked. What'd you need me to do again,
Sir,
Bob?
Sir, put the robe on, please.
Wait, can we do the cough thing, please? Can we do the cough thing?
I didn't ask.
Any man ready needs to have prostate.
He's got his shirt off in the waiting in the lobby.
In the lobby.
With the pasties, tassels on his pasties.
Just get your screening, says Pappy. Yeah. Biggest L, know what you drink and what you think. For 3 weeks in a row. That's right.
Yeah, man. We've had a wonky sketch.
Get out early again.
Need a wellness check on Ron. Break.
Thank you, Rangers.
We do. Yeah.
We do need
Can't wait to hear from Ron next week.
Ron. It's sober phase, right? Sober Ron. Sober.
Yeah, Ron, text in, please.
You're off listening to G-Bag Nation. Sober. I don't know where the F you at, man.
He's on the flower. That's it.
Flower crazy.
214, our buddy Woody, Big Dub, OU winning the College World Series.
Congratulations on that.
And tomorrow marking the 100-year anniversary for the family business, Nokona Ball Gloves. And he's still going strong off the benzos and the opiates.
His family owns Nokona baseball gloves?
I guess so. I did not realize that.
When I was growing up as a kid, that was the ball glove you had.
That's the one seed right
there.
That
was the one seed. Yeah. Well, there was the Wilson Rawlings, you know, those kind, but... That was a well-made glove.
Dembele's got a hat trick here at halftime. Yeah. Pretty big dub.
That's a victory. 5-6-1, two big dubs, new baby boy, and new first corporate job. Big L, still don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, I see that with a lot of people. New job, the excitement's there, and then they're just getting absolutely crushed for 3 to 6 months.
You're just falling
trying to
around.
Figure out exactly how and what to do with all
this
responsibility.
You're saying if you hire someone, have a plan?
Yeah, well, yeah, you need to have a plan. Usually it's a lot of responsibility, little to no training. Yeah. Please freaking figure it out. Don't forget about the bottom line.
We'll
see
you Monday.
Day one, my number one tip, walk fast, okay? The more important people, they walk fast.
You look hustling.
They will see you, and you look like a hustler, or you really got places to be, and you're obviously being very productive, right?
Really,
so you
want to
walk fast. One day you'll be able to slow walk, and that will be the true sign of power. But until then, you got to walk fast. And I would also Google, like, how to dominate in corporate America books or audiobooks.
Okay.
You know, you got to get yourself educated.
Domination books,
it's
man.
Not, it's
down.
Not enough to just know the industry.
Not those yeah,
you
domination
know, you
books.
Gotta, you got to know. You got to hack the human psychology piece of it.
214 Big Dub coming. Let's see here. In a few months, getting promoted to the Hudson House in Southlake. We need to come through. I hear that place is incredible.
Dude, Hudson House is delicious.
I've never been there. I hear
Addison's got a good
10.
Spot. They just opened one in Frisco. Absolutely.
There's one off Forest Lane.
Next show
too.
Date, let's party at Forest, Hudson House. Forest. They got a great burger there.
Yeah. Forest okay. and Preston too.
That's fantastic. Yep. 469, Biggest L, AC went out at work. Biggest oh. Dub got a fat paycheck today. Congratulations,
good
my
for
friend.
You. You want to share?
Cha-ching. That's beautiful. 682, Big Dub got my first check from my new promotion today. Beers and whiskey on me at band practice tonight. Okay.
Band practice. Is that a club?
band practice.
Yeah, it's just his garage.
Maybe it's his garage band. Yeah. Oh. Just hang with the boys, cracking maybe. Coldies.
And... Oh, Diana texted in, guys. She said, it's Diana at Sensual Being Yoga. It's not sexual. It's meaning to be in touch with your senses and feel the sensation in your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to feel a whole lot of sensations.
Burning,
stretching, cramping, a lot of sensations.
Cramping.
You like that Charlie horse yeah. sensation there, my friend?
I need some help
right
here.
Right there in the calf.
What if you just lock up?
You know, what like Darren Peterson with all those full body cramps?
Yeah, full body cramp.
That is fantastic. I'm in. That's a great update. I'm Thank in. You for that, Diana. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks,
we got,
Diana.
We got one down, 2.5 to go. a big dub for us. Latest ratings book out. We're still number one, boys.
Woo!
So congratulations, and thank you so much to the Tolos out there. We'll rank the offensive weapons. Do the Cowboys deserve to be this low? And did you see what Bill said about the Bengals wide receivers? We'll do that and more coming up next in the Nation.